Chapter 10. Preparation Pays. The Boy Scouts have a motto, Be Prepared. I was not prepared for the events that took place on October 19, 1987. I missed all of the warning signals, overvalued equities markets, an alarmingly high and rapidly increasing national debt, and high interest rates that Greenspan was raising to even higher levels. I should have noticed these and other warning signs, but I didn't. I simply did not see the huge red flags waving on the horizon. When the market crashed, I was as vulnerable as a climber on Mount Everest facing a blizzard without a coat. In fact, I didn't even have on a shirt. My lack of preparation cost me dearly. I spent years regaining my financial stability and rebuilding my self-confidence. In fact, I had to start from scratch and regain my faith in the system itself. It has been a long, hard road. Since the crash, I've done a lot of soul-searching and analysis. Today, when I enter the market, I am ready, even for the worst. There is no substitute for preparation. Most of the time, it is not the person with the highest IQ score who wins the trading game. It is the person who has prepared by accurately analyzing the market and being ready to respond correctly to it. A few years ago, I met a lawyer in Mobile. John was a great guy, but he seemed to have no more than an average intellect. Yet he had a great record for winning cases. He won cases against some of the largest and most prestigious firms in town. I wondered how he did it. One day, I asked another lawyer about John. How is it that he does so well in the courtroom? He squares off against lawyers that appear to be far more intelligent and better resourced than he is, yet he wins almost every time. How can you explain it? I just don't understand. John's a scrapper. He makes up for any lack of intellect by working twice as hard as everyone else. He just outworks and outresearches his opponents. That was the reply. John gained superiority because he was willing to pay the price to win. All of us have seen people like John. They are totally dedicated to the task at hand. If you want to be a winning trader, that is what is required of you, too. You must be dedicated and you must prepare to win. It takes a lot of work. Many people think that trading is easy. They will buy anything that purports to be the magic box. They do not understand the complexities of the market and the many skills that are required to succeed over the long term. They put a few thousand dollars in an account and believe that in a few months they will get rich. Sadly for them, it just does not work that way. The market chews them up and spits them out because to be a winner you must learn about all of the markets and take a global view. The fact is that most new day traders will be broke and out of the game in a few months. Their account will be empty because they did not do their homework before they came face to face with the big boys. You do not want to be in that group. That is why you must be on top of your game. Only through preparation and hard work can you have a chance of beating the odds. When you click your mouse and take control of futures contracts, stocks, commodities, or some other trading asset, you are entering into a highly competitive game in which some of the players are tremendously wealthy and very well trained. They may have millions of dollars at their disposal and the very latest technological tools to help them increase their chances of success. You, on the other hand, may have only a few thousand dollars to work with and may be sitting in a chair at your kitchen table using a dated laptop. That does not mean that you can't win. However, it means that you need to work harder, learn everything that you can, and always be prepared. You are David, facing Goliath, and just as David had some powerful allies, so must you. Your allies must be your detailed preparation, accurate analysis, skillful execution, and above all, your money management. Every day when you sit down to play the game, be certain that you are mentally and emotionally ready to win. I admit that I sometimes get annoyed with some of my students who come to class unprepared. I remember one morning when class began at 5 a.m. We arrived early to learn a trade that I call the early bird. The students do a good deal of preparation for the trade, and that includes taking a look at some of the foreign markets. We use this information to trade the S&P futures. Like I said, class started at 5 a.m. At least most of us started at 5 a.m. One student was absent. We did the early bird and made a little money. Then we shifted our attention to the German DAX. I like to trade the DAX futures, and there seemed to be a great setup for a 6 a.m. trade. We discussed the market and did an extensive analysis. We were all sitting in front of our computers ready to click our mouse and buy the market when Gloria finally walked in the room. She missed all of the preparation and educational information about the trade. She had done no analysis, and her equipment was not even set up. Nevertheless, she quickly got her laptop up and going, and when we bought the market, she was not ready. It took her another minute or two to get everything together. Then she clicked her mouse and entered the trade late. The trade was very successful for all of us except Gloria. She did not place her orders soon enough and got a bad fill with a lot of slippage. To make matters worse for her, our orders for profits were in the market before she got everything together. So we got paid, but the market shifted and dipped down before she could make a cent. Because she was not ready, she had a loser and the rest of us had a winner. We were ready to go when the trade presented itself, and we got paid. There are really two lessons to learn from Gloria's tardiness. First, get ready and be prepared. But there is another valuable lesson as well. If you are late entering a trade for whatever reason, let that trade go by. You just cannot play catch-up with the market. When you miss a great trade, it is annoying, but chasing the market is never the right approach. Just let the trade go and get ready for the next chance. Keep your hand away from the mouse and be an observer. In almost every occupation, it is necessary to continuously refresh your skills and stay on top of the latest research and developments. In Alabama, and in probably every state in the Union, lawyers are required to take continuing legal education courses or they lose their license to practice law. Doctors have to know about new techniques, medicines, procedures, and even new diseases or newly identified ones. I certainly would not want a doctor who had not kept up with the major advances in the medical profession to diagnose and treat me for a serious illness. Engineers also have to study and learn if they want to stay on top of the competition. Technology moves too fast for them to bury their heads in the sand and rely on the methods and knowledge of years gone by. Trading is no different than any of these professions. Read financial publications such as Barron's, The Wall Street Journal, or whatever you prefer, and know what is happening and when. Be informed about national and global economic trends. What are the professional analysts saying about the market? You may not agree with them, but learning about their perspective broadens yours. There are also a lot of books out there that can be helpful to you. Read some of them. Everything you read will not be useful, but some of it will. If you gain just one or two helpful insights from a book, it is probably worth reading. Those insights might give you the edge that you need. The Internet is another great resource for traders. There are so many helpful websites. Visit the Chicago Board of Trade, CBOT. You can locate it on the web at www.cbot.com. There's a lot of helpful information and resource material there. Also, go to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange or the New York Stock Exchange sites. Look up stock reports or visit the Federal Reserve site to get the latest reports and information. With all of the data and resources available today, there is absolutely no excuse for not being an informed and educated trader. Remember that you do not trade unless you are familiar with the landscape. Without a clear understanding of the big picture, you are probably in serious trouble. Is the overall market bullish or bearish? You must know. As I explained earlier, I think that the best way to gain this insight is by forming a trend line, like the one discussed in Chapter 2. Know the yearly opening price of the stock, bond, exchange, commodity, or other vehicle that you're trading. Keep records of each monthly opening price and each weekly opening price. Then consider the daily price in relation to these numbers. Is the broad market moving up or down? How far above or below the yearly opening is the market currently trading? Let the numbers bring the picture into focus. After you have a clear view of the market's direction, consider external factors. What are the economic stories that are dominating the news? Are they good or bad? How are they likely to affect Wall Street? Does the market appear to be responding appropriately to the general economic climate? In 2004 and early 2005, the really big story was the war in Iraq and the soaring oil prices that resulted from it. High oil prices strained budgets in many industries and clouded the national economic picture. Clearly, there was a direct correlation between these historically high fuel prices and the market's inability to seamlessly continue the rally that it experienced at the end of 2004. So step one in being prepared for market entry is conceptualization of the big picture. Obviously, if you are holding positions for any length of time, you want to be certain that you are on the side of the big picture trend. That is not to say that there will not be money-making opportunities that go against the trend. Markets do not travel up or down in a straight line. Almost every day there will be dips or swings. If you are a skilled short-term player, you can take advantage of these opportunities. I do it all the time. Just be certain that you're making these trades within the context of the big picture. Otherwise, you will be tempted to hold your positions too long and overplay your hand. Suddenly, there will be a shift, and your hard-earned profits will evaporate before you can take them to the bank. Without a big picture framework, you will also be vulnerable to every trick and false move designed by the big boys to lure you into the market on the losing team. Trade in the present. Once you see the big picture, you are ready to take the next step and focus on the present. Where is the market today? What was the opening price? Do the bulls or the bears seem to be winning the day's battle? As the market trades, follow the key numbers to determine their strength. Can the bulls break through resistance? Can the bears erode support? I use a very simple 30-minute charting system described earlier. These easily readable charts help me answer the questions for the present. Once I gain an understanding of the short-term picture, I decide whether to be long, short, or out of the market, and I act in accordance with my analysis. It is hard to make the latter choice, that is, to stay out of the market. For some reason, we always feel that we should be trading. We feel like we are failing or missing opportunities if we sit on the sidelines and watch. However, that premise is just simply not true. Sometimes the wisest thing traders can do is sit on their hands and stay out of the market. If you are not going to make money on the trade, you definitely do not want to risk your capital needlessly. In the past, I overtraded all the time. One of my biggest weaknesses is my love of trading. I just like playing the game. I like the excitement and exhilaration of being in the market. Trading is fun. It is one of the most exciting games that you can ever play. So I continuously clicked my mouse. In order to be successful, I had to really fight that tendency. In my early years, I spent about 10% of my time thinking and 90% trading. As I became wiser, I shifted those percentages. Now, I think about 90% of the time and trade about 10%. Always trade in the present, but only after being certain that the odds are in your favor. I am very selective with my entries because I do not simply want to play, I want to win. A lot of traders cannot trade in the present because they are stuck in the past. They are making yesterday's or last week's trade in today's market. Yesterday, they exited their positions too soon and left a lot of money on the table. So today, even though the market is acting very differently than it did yesterday, these traders try to hold their positions too long to get yesterday's profits from today's stingier market. Needless to say, it just does not work. Or perhaps last week they sold the market at a certain price, only to have the bulls rally just after their entry. They sustained a big loss. With cloudy vision, they are concentrating on a market that is dead and gone. Today's market may be much weaker than the market last week, and that losing trade from the past might be the perfect trade for today. But traders that trade in the past cannot adapt. They are in a time warp. They remember yesterday's trade, and in spite of the indicators, key numbers, and action of the market, they pass up a winning opportunity. A successful trader must know where the market has been. But if you want to win, it is essential to trade in the present. If my analysis tells me that just above or below a certain key number is a good entry point, I enter. Sometimes my timing is a little off, or my stop is too tight, and that trade is not profitable. When that happens, I keep my losses as low as I can and look for my next chance. I review the indicators and the factors that led me to make my decision in the first place. If I still believe that my analysis was correct, but my timing was slightly off, I re-enter the market when that same opportunity presents itself again. The second time may be a charm and pay me big. Perhaps the two opportunities come minutes apart, hours apart, or days apart. It really does not matter. What matters is that if the market presents me with an opportunity that I have confidence in, I act. Over the years, I have observed a lot of my students trade. They have a great deal of difficulty trading in the present. After a loss, it is hard for many of them to click that mouse again. They hesitate, and the hesitation causes them to miss the best point of entry and give up some of their profits. Or they just sit and watch as the market passes them by. Study the past and build on it, but you must always trade in the present. With a clear understanding of the big picture and a workable view of the current market, you are ready to form your plan and execute. If you place a trade, be certain that you have identified your profit targets and your protective stop placement. Then, if the numbers tell you to buy or sell, have the courage to act. Click the mouse and get into the game. Sometimes it takes a lot of courage to trade. We all fear loss and defeat. But if you have analyzed the situation carefully and know the extent of the risk that you are assuming, the fear should be minimized. Once the trade is over, win or lose, move on to the next trading opportunity. The market will always present you with another chance. If you suffer losses, don't waste your time worrying about them. Learn from them and use them to improve your trading. One of my students has all of the tools and skills to be successful. She is intelligent and understands how the markets work. Yet she is not able to make money. She gets swallowed up by her losses. Until she learns to balance her emotions, she will not win. Although you do not want to trade in the past or let historical events alter your analysis and judgment, you want to use former trading experiences to improve your trading skills. If I could live my life again, I wouldn't change a thing. I have actually heard people say that. I can't understand that type of mentality. If I could live my 54 years over again, I would change a lot of things. Every single day would be better and better. I assure you that I would improve a tremendous amount the second time around. Unfortunately, we don't get a second chance. But if we use past experiences in a positive way and take the knowledge, insights, and lessons that we've learned from the past, we can use that information to create a better future. Over the years, I've read a great deal about the art of trading and about outstanding traders. Wall Street's brightest and best are a varied bunch of people. Each of them has a unique style and methodical twists. Some are long-term traders and others short-term. Some people trade equities and others focus on currencies or options or bonds or some other vehicle. One great trader may use technical analysis while another relies on fundamentals. But regardless of their approaches, they all do one thing and they all do it well. They continuously evaluate both their trading and the market. In this way, they are able to adapt to changing conditions and constantly improve. The markets are dynamic, and you must be too. Record every trade that you make and the significant facts about it. What was your point of entry? Did the trade work for you? Where were your profit targets, and how did you establish them? How large was your position? How did you execute the trade? Were there any problems, technical or otherwise? What market factors persuaded you to enter and exit the trade? Keep a trading diary. If the trade was a winner, did you maximize your profits, or could you have made even more money by altering some of your techniques? If the trade was a loser, ask yourself why. Was your analysis correct, or was it flawed? What logic or strategy led you to make the trade? What about your execution? Did you enter the trade at the opportune time, or were you too slow or too fast? Consider your stops. Were they correctly placed? What about your profit targets? Were they set too high or too low? Could you have exited a loser faster or let a winner run? Did you misread indicators? Did you use the correct type of order? In a highly volatile market, a stop order can result in excessive slippage. Sometimes a stop limit order can make or break the trade. Were you distracted and lacking focus? Did some external event like the news throw a monkey wrench into your plan? If so, should you have known about the news and been out of the market before it broke? Write down the market conditions and the action you took in response. Then analyze the hell out of it. If you could relive the experience, how would you act differently? What would you change and what would you keep the same? If you do not know what you did in the past, you cannot correct yourself and learn from it. Therefore, it is highly probable that if you do not identify your mistakes, you will repeat them in the future. Successful traders do not accept mediocrity. They strive to understand why their winning trades were successful, because they want to repeat them. Likewise, they have to comprehend what went wrong with the losers so that those mistakes can be avoided. Obviously, if we all limit our mistakes while enhancing and repeating our successes, our trading will improve and our bank accounts will grow. Just like the greats of Wall Street, you too have to always study, evaluate, and improve. If you do not, you won't be joining the green circle. Don't just record trades, use the past to improve. My trading hero, Jesse Livermore, was a great believer in studying and evaluating his own trading. From his earliest trading days, he kept a log and recorded information that he believed to be important. Then at night, and during times away from the sweatshops and the trading office, he studied the information he had recorded. He used this information to identify patterns and trends and to critique his trading performance. According to Richard Smitten, Livermore had a very unusual procedure for conducting his yearly analysis. At year's end, he packed a few necessities and went to the bank. He entered at the close of business on a Friday afternoon and walked quickly to the vault where his annual earnings of cash were stacked in piles on the floor. Once inside, the vault was locked and Livermore spent the weekend in solitude with his money and his notebook. He stayed in isolation for days, going through his records and pondering his trades. He wanted to learn from his experiences and improve his trading for the upcoming year. Livermore also liked to see his money and feel connected to it. He wanted to be reminded that the money was real. Sometimes, as traders, we start playing with numbers and we forget that we are playing with real money. Once that happens, we take risks that we should never take and act foolishly with our precious business capital. To stay in touch, Livermore believed in taking, spending, and enjoying some of the money he skillfully earned from Wall Street. After he had finished his yearly analysis in the bank vault, he took a portion of his cash. He stuffed it into his pockets and his valise. On Monday morning, the vault opened, and he was ready to face another year with a clear perspective. With the profits that he had taken from the vault, he began a shopping spree. He experienced the benefits of his trading in a very real and pleasurable way. You don't have to lock yourself up in a bank vault to do your analysis, but you do have to do it somewhere. It is critical that you continuously evaluate and improve your skills. Like Livermore, I always keep a trading diary. I have done that for years. By sitting down at night and recording my trades, I identify my strengths and weaknesses. Once I become aware of them, I can prepare to avoid the mistakes while magnifying the strengths. Set realistic goals. Never forget that trading is a business. Like any other business, you must have realistic goals. What does trading success look like to you? Write your goals in your diary. On a daily basis, how will you achieve those goals? Every day, hold yourself accountable. Did you take a step toward the goal during your day's trading, or did you move away from it? Record your daily profit and loss totals. Remind yourself that the numbers are real and the money in your account was hard-earned. Never separate yourself from the dollars in your account. Once you do, you are desensitized to your losses and they quickly get out of hand. When you record your profit and loss totals daily and compare them with your profit-making goals, it may be enlightening. Say, for example, that you are a relative novice and you have set an average profit target of $50 a day. If you lose $50 on Monday, you have to make $100 on Tuesday to get back on target. If you lose $500 on Monday, it will take you 10 winning days in a row to get back on target. That is the reason that you must keep losses low. Consistent large losses will devastate your account and close your trading business. Beginning traders always have a tendency to take huge losses and tiny profits. Just be aware of that fact and work very hard on money management. By recording your profit and loss totals daily in your diary, you hold yourself accountable and you will be more inclined to work harder to preserve your capital. Use your diary to stay disciplined. By recording your actions in a diary, you are also holding yourself accountable for following or not following your trading rules. For example, if you have decided that you will not trade during the news and you suffer a huge loss because you violated your rules, you have to face yourself. You have to write down the details in the diary, and the evidence is there in black and white. You lost because you lacked discipline. Next time, you will remember that experience and be more conscious of the consequences of trading the news. Or perhaps you have told yourself that you will not trade more than 3 contracts until you are consistently profitable. But you see an opportunity that seems to be pretty good. All of the indicators do not support a buy, but you quickly add up all of the profit that you will make if you buy 10 contracts and get 4 points of profit. Greed lures you into the market, and you take a fantastic beating. Record the whole ugly scene in the diary and hold your feet to the fire. Why did you not reach your goal on this date? You lost a lot of money because you did not have the discipline to follow your own rules. Write it down and acknowledge your mistake. Then ask yourself how you can improve tomorrow. The answer is obvious. Follow your rules and exercise discipline. In the diary, you are the judge and jury of your actions. Well, I guess that is really not quite right. The market has already rendered a verdict and meted out the punishment. A friend and former student of mine, Ron, kept 2 diaries. He kept an emotional diary and a diary of key numbers. In this way, he was able to record the full array of his trading information and use it to improve. Don't just keep a diary, use the diary. Review it often and remind yourself of your good and bad business practices. Especially during times when your trading is off, get out the diary and review it. Within its pages, there is probably the secret as to how you can stop the losses and turn them into wins. Revisit the diary often. And don't just ponder the bad days and the bad trades. Study the winners, too. See what you did well and pat yourself on the back for it. If you took profits at just the right point or selected a perfect entry level, congratulate yourself and try to repeat the experience over and over again. Throughout your trading career, learn and improve so that your goals can be reached and your bank account fattened. Get a trading buddy. Trading can be a lonely job. In your circle of friends and family, you may be the only trader. Try to find someone who understands what you do and the experiences that you have. I have many dear friends who are traders, and I enjoy talking with them. When we, as traders, have a hard time, we need other traders who can talk with us and help us. Many years ago, I met a very fine trader, Linda Bradford Raschke. Over the years, when I have gone through difficult trading times, I've spoken to Linda, and she has given an outstanding and helpful ear. Often she had some advice for me, but even if she did not, just being able to talk with her helped to clear my thinking and improve my trading. I hope that I have also been able to help her from time to time. My point is that we can all benefit from associating with and talking to other traders. We can help to support each other, and hopefully through our relationships, our trading will also be improved. Do you remember the line from the movie The Right Stuff? Who is the best pilot you ever saw? Well, I used to ask myself the question, who is the best trader you ever saw? Often, I arrogantly thought it was me. However, through my school, I have met many interesting people who share my love of trading. 3 of them are Virgil, Peter, and Debbie. Debbie helps me with my trading strategy. She often sees things that I may overlook. Today, when I ask myself, who is the best trader you've ever seen? My answer is Debbie. Virgil helps me with business ideas and offers creative suggestions. Peter encourages me with his persistence and determination. All of us have bad days and bad trades, but we have to keep our perspective and move on. Having a friend to share your experiences is priceless. Trading is a profession. Just like any other profession, you need to get prepared and educated. Know all that you can about the markets and our financial landscape. In addition, on a daily basis, always be ready to trade. Don't trade until you have studied the day's market and know the key numbers. Identify support and resistance and be ready to take advantage of your knowledge when the time is right. Also, be sure to know when scheduled economic reports will be aired so that you will not be caught off guard. Keep a big picture of the market in your mind at all times and use that picture as a background to frame current market conditions. Without a big picture of the market in your mind, you will not be a very successful trader. Always have a plan and execute the plan. When you click your mouse, know where you will enter, take profits, and exit if the trade turns against you. Always know the risk involved with every trade. Record all of your trades. Keep a detailed trading diary and study it. Use your past mistakes and successes to improve your trading. Learn from the past, but always trade in the present. You cannot change yesterday's trade, but you can benefit from it by using it as a springboard to greater profitability. Lessons learned. Be prepared to trade and take advantage of opportunities presented. Study the past, but trade in the present. Record a detailed trading diary each and every day. Hold yourself accountable for violating your rules or not exercising discipline. Likewise, pat yourself on the back for following the rules. Visit your diary often and remind yourself of your strengths and limit your weaknesses.